every Christian should reserve an hour of meditation and prayer unto God. Whether it be late at night or early in the morning, riding the subway or maybe the bus, or maybe in your own automobile as you drive along the busy highways of life. Nice every now and then to pull aside and say, Lord, I thank you for the many blessings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for your goodness up until this present time. For we realize it's not because we've been so good, but just because you've been so merciful. And there's times when we should have on our lips a prayer of thanksgiving, where we say, thank you, God, for letting me see a brand new day that I've never witnessed before. Then there are going to come times in your lives when everything's going to be upset and turmoil and distress is all around you. But in seasons, of distress and grief, I don't know about anybody else, but when these times come in my life, my soul has often found relief. Thank God. And when I talk to him in the sweet hour of prayer, I often escape. Escape the tempter's snare. For there are so many that desire to see me fall. But if I can just manage to steal away for a moment and tell Jesus all, he lets me know by his returning. He gives me a communion with him. When I humble myself in the sweet hour. Oh, such a wonderful hour of prayer.
girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand.
Families in Africa with no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush, Glorious Gospel Hour. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is 10 minutes after the hour. This special day of ML King Day of Service. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous day. Be sure you honor this special day by doing something special in honor of Dr. King for his definite service to this nation. This episode is dedicated in memory of him. That was their first song was entitled "Be the One," which was authored by the Murrells. Our next song coming up is coming from Dietrich Haddon. And it's entitled, Help Somebody.
Someone somewhere hurting, and though the sun fill your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're all right, there is someone lonely tonight. So help me, Lord, please help somebody.
somebody, look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Look at somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Take it up,
everybody.
Survive. I pray.
y'all clap your hands, everybody.
101, you are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush, Glorious Gospel Hour. It is 29 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Youthful Praise, entitled, I Am Your Help.
Oh, and all your dreams are on their way. But see,
you gotta go on through it. Now the concept of speaking life is not about wishful thinking or mere hopeful expectation. It is in fact being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it and perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's standing on the undeniable, unshakable truth that nothing is over until God says it's over. I know you tried and failed, but speak life and try again. You ran and fell, but speak life and run again. Somebody fell in love and it didn't last, but speak life and love again. Somebody said your hope was all gone and your load is so heavy and you just can't bear it and you just can't keep it. And they said that you would die, but learn to speak life and live again. Because nothing is over until God says it's over. I don't care what it looks like. It might be in a coma. It might be on life support. Might be in a state of suspended animation. But if God has not declared a thing over, it is not over.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life is you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on
somebody tonight. All of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You
might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me encourage.
Let me speak life to you.
Keep on praying.
I want to get a prayer.
bishop riding on that airplane that day.
My.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution?
I pray for you.
And God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
Pray for me.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God change.
Woo! You pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
And I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And watch God change things.
Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God.
I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
And welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from Ohio. Ohio Catholic school fires gay teacher after he gets engaged. Hours after he told his employers at a Catholic school that he was engaged to his boyfriend, Brian Panetta got fired. Panetta was the choir and band director at Sandusky Central Catholic School in Ohio. And he has worked there for 5 years. The school already knew about his relationship with longtime boyfriend Nathan David, but when they got engaged in early January, the school would force Panetta to resign because he was in violation of the teachings of the Catholic Church. Panetta issued a letter to the Sandusky Catholic community last Thursday expressing gratitude for the support he has received and his hope for changes in the church under Pope Francis. Quote, as a proud and gay Catholic, I understand that church's teachings on marriage and agree that my engagement is a public statement of my position for marriage equality, which the Catholic Church does not yet support, end quote, Panetta said. Quote, I am hopeful to see change in the future, but until then I am praying for strength and understanding and encourage my students to do the same, end quote. In other news, we have news coming from New York, New York and Minnesota. New York and Minnesota consider banning ex-gay therapy. Lawmakers in both New York and Minnesota have introduced legislation banning, quote, ex-gay, quote, end quote, of or conversion therapy for minors. California and New Jersey have already passed similar laws which protect LGBT youth from being forced by their guardians into harmful, often damaging counseling meant to turn them straight. In New York and Minnesota, both bills were introduced Monday. Most major associations of mental health professionals consider therapy aimed at changing a person's sexual orientation to be ineffective and harmful. Opponents of such therapy note, quote, trying to change someone's true identity through so-called therapy is a dangerous practice that can seriously harm our LGBT youth, end quote, said Pride Agenda executive Nathan M. Schaefer in a press release. Quote, anyone who says that they can change an LGBT person from being who they are is preying off fear and confusion to sell a practice that doesn't work and causes lasting harm, end quote. We have other news coming from Utahans are split on marriage equality. You know how politicians in Utah keep saying that marriage equality goes against what people want. Yada, yada, yada. What's wrong? So wrong. A recent poll for the Salt Lake Tribune shows that citizens of Utah are actually pretty evenly divided on the issue of same-sex marriage, and 48% in favor and 40% opposed. Around 72% said same-sex couples should be allowed civil unions or some other form of recognition, and 65% of those respondents said they are Mormon. The results reflected a remarkable turn since 66% of Utahans who participated in the 2004 general election approved Amendment 3, which limited civil marriage to a man and a woman and banned any state recognition of other relationships such as a civil union or domestic partnership. The latest poll follows landmark decisions this year on marriage rights of same-sex couples by a federal judge in Utah, as well as the U.S. Supreme Court. Support for same-sex marriage was strongest among non-Mormons, people between ages 18 and 34, and those who describe themselves as Democrats. Slightly more than a third of respondents, 36%, said their views on same-sex marriage have shifted over time, something that was equally true of Mormons and non-Mormons. Overwhelmingly, people in both those demographic categories said their views have become more accepting. This concludes our news broadcast. Now we're going to return to our morning variety show, which airs now.
Somebody to lean on. brothers in the hood, in the high rises, or in the mansions with the maids. We gotta come together, y'all. Come on. Case.
Trying to face another day. Gotta stay strong to endure this pain.
I'm dealing with right now. It flips my whole life upside down.
Tell them back. Yeah.
The power. search of brighter days. I write through the maze of the madness. Struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness. Given this game with no time to practice. Born on a blacklist. Told I'm below average. A life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Alcohol that my pop swallowed bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bulge on my shoulder. It's the Cold War, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
Someday
we gonna work it out, out, out. We gonna work it out, out, out.
See me looking in the mirror, images of me getting much clearer. Dear self, I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we gotta control. Rap music in the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls and stole slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my rage became freedom, right? Dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory. And well, the world waiting for me to yell. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out, out.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush Morning Variety Hour. I'm your host, Kim Marvell. I'd be trying to thank everyone for joining this morning as we celebrate the MLK Day of Service. We're going to do a special speech was made by Dr. King at this time.
All right, something is happening in Memphis. Something is happening in our world. And you know, if I was standing at the beginning of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now, and the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. Yeah. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. And I would watch them around the Parthenon as they discussed the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863 and watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation and come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now, that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace. But now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry to bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the whole world is doomed. Now, I'm just happy that God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding.
I know. body keeps telling me, don't you hang around. It's been a long, 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 oh, yeah. How much regret?
If you knew that you could find a truth that brings a pain that can't be soothed, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
They claim the victory.
earth you'll see the minds of many today. Knowing the truth of how God made you, and just embrace your true soul. Just have to love one another, even as I do love you. Just have to love one another, because the love you find is true. Love is the truth, love is the truth, yeah. Love is the truth. Go on, baby, live your life. Live your life. Live your life. Live your life. Go on, baby, live your life. Live your life. Live your life. Go on, baby, live your life. Trust the heart to lead you home. trust the heart brings what you need. East wind blow, already set go, life's an open road.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope.
This is the faith that I go back to the South with. Yes. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. We hold this great day, MLK Day of Service. Be sure to go out and do something of service in honor of MLK on this day. Have a great and glorious day. See you tomorrow at same time, same slot. Have a blessed day.